This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, cooler breezes in Haifa, while Eilat enjoys warm sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, celebrations erupted in Lebanon as residents marked the ceasefire with gunfire and car convoys. That's according to recent reporting from Israel Hayom. Also, earlier this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Likud members attended a branch opening in Judea and Samaria. This followed Trump's announcement of a ceasefire, as reported by Walla. Also this hour, Lebanese civilians pushed past barriers to return to southern Lebanon despite warnings. The Jerusalem Post shared videos showing this movement earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reported that the Lebanon-Israel ceasefire has taken effect. Trump hinted at a potential Iran deal soon. And finally, JTA detailed that Israel has agreed to a 10-day halt in fighting. This move aligns with Trump's efforts to engage Iran diplomatically. Here's what people are saying online. Journalist Zaina Kodra shared visuals of the ceasefire's first full day, showing life slowly returning in Lebanon, posting just minutes ago. Nada Mokura reported that the main highway to the south is completely packed. Displaced families are heading home amid the truce. Former Knesset member Kotler Wunsch voiced concerns over an unconventional war for hearts and minds, emphasizing ongoing narratives against Israel, writing on X just now. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Israel Hayom reported that some Lebanese residents celebrated the ceasefire with visible support for Hezbollah and Iran. This comes despite ongoing tensions in the region. These celebrations highlight the complex regional loyalties and the fragile nature of temporary peace. Turning to the political scene, Walla noted the branch opening attended by Netanyahu and Likud members in Judea and Samaria. This event occurred just after Trump's ceasefire announcement. The timing reflects internal political dynamics as Israel navigates this truce. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covered civilians returning to southern Lebanon. Despite IDF warnings, videos show determined efforts to resettle. This movement underscores the urgency and desire for normalcy among displaced populations. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reported the ceasefire's commencement, with Trump indicating a possible deal with Iran. The potential agreement could reshape regional alliances and impact future negotiations. Finally, JTA's report on Israel's 10-day fighting halt shows efforts to balance military strategy with diplomatic opportunities. This pause aims to facilitate Trump's broader Middle Eastern agenda, including talks with Iran. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports a strike at ZIM has halted operations amid takeover tensions. The labor dispute threatens a $4.2 billion sale involving Hapag-Lloyd and FIMI. Separately, Dynamic Infrastructure has secured a contract in Arkansas to deploy its AI on transportation assets. Ynet Business states this will enhance infrastructure assessment and management. And finally, Walla Business reveals that 6 months post-war job openings are increasing. Companies are hiring, yet there's a notable gap in available workers, emphasizing challenges in post-conflict economic recovery. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.